I'd like to introduce tonight the noise, the topic that we're working on, like a part of the first chelik of the Zman. I'm not 100% sure how to title it, but we want to work on the sugi of balance. It's called in Hebrew Izun. The slight suffix is called the title Shlemus. Maybe it must be called the Shlemus of balance. Shlemus that there is in balance. The third thing of musical balance. Let me maybe masbil a little bit the impetus to sounds like an interesting noise. The em is a noise that I had a taiva to work on together with Eilam for a few years already. Erstens, Bezer Hashem will be zeich to see how you say to stick the sugi is. It's not a proteistic sugi. It's a sugya that's nageya, come out every single area of Torah and Avodah that you touch. We forgot to get a shlemus in that area. Zuachas, beis. That when you say, in the Vadim and say, in the Juacha, with individuals, the sugya comes up so many, so often. Like many other sugyas, it seems like there's a Yerida Zaderis in this sugya. It's not my chiddush that the confusion there is in our generation is only getting greater and greater. The amount of questions that are asked in every single prat, the lack of clarity is neira. And it's clearer and clearer that the ability, a basic musig of what it means, balance, there's a tremendous, tremendous lack in that area. And many answers of etzem based on a person having a vissu shlemus in the musig of balance. So that's really, we like to learn the sugya tonight, maybe a little bit next week. We want to show back the yisoid of the sugya. What's seder adram? We're going to show back the yisoid of the sugya. Then the hemshech weeks, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to visit and explore certain the proteistic sugyas of how to get to give us a balance in the sugyas. And duch that, we're going to be able to be kind of the Indian a bit more, and with the Akal Revach study, we'll get clear cut in a lot of different sugyas. It's before many, many places. The Derech HaTorah, the Shlemus of the Torah is to avoid extremities. The Derech Hemtzois, this other place called Derech Beinonis, we're not supposed to be captured and Meshubit to being an extremist. The emes, we'll see that there's many places it's merum is in Chazal. Perhaps the clearest place, B'loshen Zu is in the Rambam in the beginning of the Chazdeis. Anyone who learned the Chazdeis a little bit is very familiar. Come out the first three prokim, it's the noisy, it's Chaz of Aner and a lot of different ifanim. It's like very hard, the prokim there in the Rambam. The Rambam over there is talking about the Mesuyim Linyan Midos. And the Rambam shtels avek that the Mahalach in Midos, Tikkun HaMidos, is that Be'emes a person is not supposed to go to the Sheikh Sovis. Rambam says, come out every Midah, there's two extremes. And a person is supposed to avoid the Midas, the extremes. I've mentioned a few of the examples. A person is one person who's a Pazron. He just has no issue spending money. And money is nothing. That's a lot of not good. It's a chain. The other extreme is a keli, someone who's cheap, who can't push it. It's harder to pull out of him. He can't pull out of a shekel out of his pocket. He's like the Rambam, neither one is good. Well, I can't be a pazer and you can't be a keli. You got it. Derech and toys. Rambam talks about very midas. There's all kinds of steerus. But he talks about kas. One place he says it's rachi b'kas l'maisa. The Rambam says a kas is someone who gets heated very, very easily. He's emotional. He gets turned off in a second, ignited in a second. And it's a chain that the Rambam says that a person shouldn't have any emotion is terrible. A person shouldn't feel anything like a stone is not the right thing. Dr. Rambam, there's a musig of midabeinus. He talks about the by precious. Rambam zarichas. It's a very hard limud in the Rambam. Akaparam, the Rambam is mavur. There's a musig of derech emtzoyis. The Rambam later on calls it the derech hayosher. Well, maybe we've seen soon Chazal many references Chazals when they're talking about yashrus. They're talking about this noise. He calls it derech hachamim and derech Hashem. One pasuk calls it the derech Hashem. The derech Hashem. Whereas the Rambam is talking specifically about Midas, we're going to be talking about many areas of the Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem. So, what does this mean? Let's just put a few examples on the table. And again, I want to talk about Ifim Klali. I don't want to get into the Pratim, but let's put a few examples on the table. There are so many sugyas where there's a tremendous necessity to juggle and try to work out different parts, and you need a certain balance. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Hagosh of Ava is a totally different, almost opposite feeling of a Kagosh of Yira. Ava, you want to come closer, you want to. And Yira, you recoil, you come back, you shrink. Chesed, and then. Bechlal, we'll see many, and there's many versions of this. Bein Adam Namaka, Bein Adam Chaveri. Torah and Chesed. Bein Adam Namaka, Bein Adam Chaveri. What's Iker? What's Mochashev? These questions come up all the time. Do you go? What's the mahalach? Do you go with the free adikadaris, the way they always is to do things, the mesira? Or do you say, no, you have to be realistic? We're in Tafshin Pei Beis. You have to be realistic. You have to go with what's now. You can't deal with in chinuch and shalom bayis and learning and everything. You can be able to deal with today, you have to deal with the Chesed itself, Chesed, the actual mid of Chesed in its purity, is the feeling of total giving, giving without kamat any self, kamat, giving and giving. Just think about the whole person. What we know is that that's what's supposed to be. You're supposed to become a shmata. You don't exist. You have to have room for yourself. You have to make room for yourself. What's the right thing? What are we supposed to be doing? All these sugyas require a different balance. A person who's a masmid otzim, it very well might be around the price of chesed. A person who's always super sensitive and always a chesed, it might be in the price of asmod. V'chulei, v'chulei. This is the overall sugya that we want to try to approach. Again, we're going to talk about the kloliestik and the kuda, and then we're going to get, as Hashem, in the hemshich of the weeks, we're going to visit specific sugyas. So the first thing we want to be mafkia from a tremendous, tremendous misconception there is in this concept. I think the concept is not a chiddush that I'm trying to mention. The musig of balance, the musig of the derech hamtzoyis, shvil azov, it's called in other places. It's not a chiddush. But there's a tremendous misconception. Many people view this idea as that the Torah has no place for extremity. There's no musig bichlal of kitzenius, which we call kitzenius. No musig kitzenius. We have to aim for a certain amount of hamtzoyis, beinonius. People will call compromises. And there's certain shitas, I'm not naming anything, but there's certain shitas that existed. The history of Kali Yisrael still exists till today. That's the whole heftz of that shita, a certain liberalism. That the whole idea is that we can't be stuck to any sort of extremity. Everything is a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but not too much of anything. The Shita is afraid the second any sort of extremity happens, they get all kind of scared. They hear somebody talking very strongly about Asmada in a very strong, intense way, how terror is everything, and you have to learn, and the longer hours you learn, and if you learn 5 hours, and 6 hours, and if you learn 7 hours straight, you could mamash be zeichet the das terror, and almost it's like Gilu Eliyot, and they get all scared. And it's wrong, and you shouldn't hear such things, you shouldn't listen to such things. There's examples of this. I'm just trying to be a little bit. Some people, when they're kids in yeshivas, so there's all of a sudden the Rebbe, the fifth grade Rebbe, announces there's going to be an after yeshiva, or fifth to sixth grade, an after yeshiva masmidim program. So chas v'shalom, the kids should join that. That's extremity. I don't want to become extreme. The kid himself comes back and says, Tati, I want to join. Now he's forcing him to, Tata, they want to join. No, you're going to little leagues. You're going to little leagues. You're going to play baseball. I don't want you to become too extreme. Extreme. It means they're understanding that you can't taste extremity because you become a fanatic. You're going to become extreme. You're going to become extreme. The Rambam itself, see, it says you're not supposed to become extreme. You're supposed to have derech and tzoy. It's shvil azov. It's true in anything. There are some people, same thing, they say, somebody who talks, you know, there's a person who's extreme in chesed, I don't want you to come close to that person because you're going to become extreme. That person is a person who in diktik mitzvahs is very... The Mechatanish, in the Nigeris, Michael Gimel, in the Gigris, if he comes to Mafkia this Mikovakal, very, very sharp of it. I just want to be mocked him. Chazanish, it's hard to say, but he wasn't an extremist, obviously, he wasn't a certain way. But the Moshe, the Afghanis, Yadua, well, they tried to get him hundreds of times. The Kanoim tried to get him. He never was Mishtatif in an Afghana. Kamat never. In a certain way, he was even against. These are certain Igris he wrote against them. But listen to what Chazanish says. It says like this. Kishem she'apashtos ve'emes he'shem is nirdofus. Emes and Pashta, simplicity, they go together. The Samamnes, they go hand in hand. Kein ha-kitzoini is va-gadlus shemos nerdofus. Being a kitzoini and godless goes hand in hand. If a Muslim's few fingers in front of him, if he wasn't extreme, wasn't an extreme masmid, he wouldn't have become a Ram Gadol. Maftiyachi. Godless and kitzoini goes together. Ha-kitzoini is, we're going to use this again in the Hemshech, he has shal hanoise. Be'etzem, extremity is required to get to a completion of any topic. Hadoigul ba'beinis, someone who puts a flag and he says a sheet is beinis, it means lichatchila, he's aiming for beinis. Umoyes bekitzoinis, chelka, shafaloshin, ima zaifonim, oyim chad leituna. Chazanish says one of two, these two groups of people, one of two things. Either there's a ziyuf, which is very often the Yetzer Chapsos. Really, these group of people, they really want to be in a matzav of uncommittal. They don't want to be committed to any extremities because extreme makes you meshubid. You're committed in a very intense way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to whatever it is. And deep down, the person wants to. It's very good. It's good to stay in the middle. I'm not either here nor there. So he's either chelkim zachvonim. The second chance is chod leitvune. Verstehnish. He doesn't. Not a smart person. He doesn't understand that in order to get shleimus in something, you need to be a shaychus to kitzonius. Main kitzonius ain't shleimus. Regilim anachnu l'shmoya b'chugim yeduim k'machrizim al atzmam she'in chelkim bein akitzonim u'mashirim b'chol zel atzmam schus yisraeli nemon. And they claim they're part of someone who's trying to be nemon l'toira u'l'divrei Torah. Umarshim anachnu latzmeinim. Chazanish is talking about a lashon of anova. He's saying it. I'm allowing myself to say, lahagid minekudas hamishpot. If I say from purely a vantage point of mishpot, kemoi she'ein ba'oyavei achochma avo limi'uto. Take a person, a bright person, a real intelligent, have an intelligent person. He's oyav chochma. Did you ever pray a person, zoch chazanish, who oyav chochma? He says, no, I only want a little bit, I only like a little bit. You tell him I have this brilliant book from this brilliant philosopher, the brilliant therapist. It's a brilliant book, and this guy's learning. He says, okay, I know I'm not only to read more than one chapter. No, I don't want to be more than one chapter. I don't want to hear too much chokhmah. I don't want to hear too much chokhmah. K'moy she'ein bo'yev chokhmah aval l'mi'uto v'sinu l'rav chachmoso. There's no such thing as a person who really loves chokhmah who wants only a little bit, he hates a lot. Kein ein bo'yev ha'toyro u'mitzvahs avoso le'em tziyus v'sinu l'kitzonius. There's no such thing as saying I'm only going halfway. No, I don't want to learn too much Torah. I can't have too much Torah. Here at the Chazon Shvirzois, with the Musich, which is very ruggle, this idea is very, very ruggle. In all the Kisvi Chazonish. Kol Yisoy de Amuna, Yud Gimel Ikrim, HaMestafim, all Yisoy de Amuna and the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and all the branches, HaMetomid, Bistira, Nimrotza, Im HaMeskolois, HaKalois, V'shetef, HaChayim, HaMavutochis, Tachas HaShemesh. Chazonish is Mavur all over the place. The Baal Dabatish way of living, which means living with the flow, the way a normal person thinks, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, all you say, the Muda clash directly with all of them. If you don't have extremity and you just go with the average and what everyone is, the Bainan is, and you don't have a certain tinge and you don't have a spark of extremity, there's no way you're going to be able to be Zoyche to Yud Gimun and Yud Gimel Ikra. Hakarosim habemehiru muturetzes Mashiach doikunis yisayir bemunosam he noyim akitzoynis. To get a behirus in his yoni emuno, you need to have noyim akitzoynis. These are richus. Chazal is just saying a more than a word. He's saying there's a misconception that understands that the derech emtzoyis is to originally aim for, well, I guess, mediocrity. I don't want to be too extreme, so I'm always right away being mediocrity. I'm not trying to be the best. As it says, that's a bluff. That's a big bluff. That could be the rotzon of the Torah. I mean, the tzaddikim, beinonim, and beinonim don't make it necessarily. I'm not trying to be a beinoni. I'm trying to be a beinoni. No. You're trying to get the shleimus. Obviously, everyone's trying to get the shleimus. In order to get the shleimus, there's a certain degree of extremity that you need. Is it dangerous? Yeah, we're going to talk about it. It might be dangerous. We're going to talk about how the guy, wait, the Razanish knows it's a Chazaz Rambam. He knows that the Derech Mitzvah is. I have to explain that. But it's impossible to say that there's no musig of extremity. Shleimus is completion. Shleimus is entirety. Shleimus, if you want to get in Shleimus, yeah, you have to read Kol HaTorah Kula. You open up the Mishnah Berurah and he tells you in the Major Shemishli, and it says, loss of love, you're going to come. And they're going to tell you, because the Shabbos is in Stockholm, to learn Chumushi Chumshi Torah, and Mishnais, and he's in Stockholm to every Masecht and Shas, and he's talking to Medrash Rabbah, and Zohar, yeah, it sounds scary, but that's Shleimus, 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 Shleimus. If you've never heard that, so how are you going to come to Shleimus? So what is, yeah, the Derech HaBeinis? It's telling you about a more like a problem with the Pasha, the Nukuda Midiocracy. In other words, the Chazanish is saying the regular Mahalach Midiocracy is a little bit of this, a little bit of this, and a lot of nothing. It's a lot of nothing, that's what it is. You're neither here, you're neither there, and you end up nowhere. You end up, you don't normally have anything. So, what is the emes in Derech HaMitzvahs? That's what we want to tell the Rebbe now. The emes is the Derech HaMitzvahs isn't to make Karo you aim for the middle. It's not a little bit of this and a little bit of this. It's a lot of this and a lot of this. And when you have a lot of this and a lot of this, then afterwards you can end up in the middle. Pirush Advar. We give a marshal, a nice shahaya, Shtalavek, and try to build it a little bit. It's a little bit of a subtle point. Shtalavek, you say, let me go think about it. Maisa always say over half of our vein. Told my Maisa with him, and this bring out very nicely the recipe of really what the Mahalach of Torah is with the shleimus of midas habeinus, emsois. Rebbe, I don't remember exactly all the protim, but I think it came up. The shaila was the yachas. There was a certain shtickle from Reb Chaim, I think, and the question was: could he write a question on it? Could he ask questions of Reb Chaim? Did he ask questions of Reb Chaim? So it was a shaila. He told me, "My shaila with him. My best manager should be second year Rebbe." He says, "I'll tell you with myself." He's an Eretz Yisrael dicker. He learned in yeshiva called Netivot in the south. He says like this, I had two opposite Rabbeim, my Magid Sheir first year and my second. My first year Magid Sheir, he was a Fabrenta Brisker. And every time, in every sugya came up a possibility to learn our Chaim and the Briskerov. They closed the Gemara, open up the Chaim, open the Briskerov, be 2 or 3 days, and Chas v'sholom, if you got a Kasha, if you Kasha, you could ask, but to argue the Maisa, the Chaim, the Briskerov, was Muksa, Mamash, Nashach. It was Mamash, Nashach, that was most of the year. Okay, that was his first year Rebbe. He says the second year Rebbe was Mamash, Pumfakert. The second year Rebbe, any time that ever came up, he always had, he had good kashas, but he had kashas that B'chaim doesn't understand with this Rabban, and this doesn't understand with this Sugya, and it makes sense, but it doesn't. He would ask kashas, and he would always say, Lamaisa, you know, what can I do? I hear the scrolls, and it doesn't. Can I do? It doesn't work. We have to go. We have to look for another mouth. It almost seemed that he felt overseed like he had a bug, and he like he had to go answer things. Done. He says, if you really stand to the same, he says, between both of them I came out home. So I'm gonna explain a little bit what's going on and what I want over here. What's going on? This is a Mamashay Dugma for our studies. There's two values over here that his Rebbe's that my Rebbe was talking about. There's two values that my Rebbe was talking about. And the both values is like, yeah, there's the sugya itself in balance. There's one value that's called the value of the godless of Achrayim. Achrayim, where we have Rosh Yeshivas in the previous door that were accepted has accepted Rosh Yeshivas, Chaim and Biskrav Zichrus among them. The godless of their minds, of their tefisa and Torah, we can't even begin to measure how many light years they are away from us. Unfortunately, probably myself included, and most of us, we're not machshiv enough. Roichiv daitim, vo'imik binosam. How much they were absorbed in Torah in a level that was, we have no shaykhs to us. We come and we have a kasha on them, and we have a shayla. Do we realize, how many times did you learn the sugya? How many times did you learn the sugya? How small are you? You have one in Torah, I don't know. I can't even begin, I can't use adjectives. One in a million. You're one in a million away from Chaim. So, do you realize that? This is the value. This is your site. This is your site. What's the nafkamina of your site? The nafkamina of your site is like this. How much you kill yourself to understand what they're saying. If there's somebody who's light years away from me, if I have a kasha, I don't just say, okay, I'm going to look for another pshat. Work out to see what he's saying. It seems like he's arguing for the Rashi. He's holding 50 years beyond you. Work, kill yourself to understand what he's doing. This is one erech. It's a huge value. It's a huge zach. It's called bittul. It's a certain bittul, and it's a positive thing. And it's necessary for a person to become a sholem in Torah. He has to have a bittul to chachmei chazal. Chazal, he has to have a bittul to chazal. Kol shekein rishonim, but even acharonim. Mitzad sheni, there's an opposite value. It's an opposite. And it's also needed. And that's at the end of the day. Because the Shbrochu called me Meir Wursing and he didn't call me Chaim Soloveitchik. Called me Meir Wursing and Chaim Soloveitchik. At the end of the day, Hashem made me with my mind, and he wants me to understand what I'm able to understand. And he wants me to go with my Havana at the end of the day. And if Lu Yitzur, after I kill myself to understand the Reb Chaim of his grove, it's probably because I'm Shvach. What can I do? But at the end of the day, I can't understand what he says. He doesn't want me to take my brain and smother it like this and close my eyes and say, okay, I accept Reb Chaim. No, that's not what he wants. Because then why did he create me? He could create a lot of people who would just understand the time and just grab the time. So why did he create me? No. He wants you to understand there's a cloud called Ein L'dayin L'mashein of Reyes. At the end of the day, you have to respect your own day. When it's born in, these two things are sides of each other. The best of sides of each other. They're sides of each other. And they have to fight with each other. I'm not even, I don't want to finish the sugya. Maybe we'll visit the sugya again, Bamshit. I want to go back to the Marshall. Each one of the values, if you came to a Rebbe, that one day would go like this, and one day would go like this, and one day would go like this, and one like this, I don't know if he would have absorbed the side by itself. This Rebbe, he had 1 year where he experienced ba'ifin kitzoini, the value of what it means, bittul to an adam gadol. How a person, I have to try to get adoimik adasoif, get what he said. That was 1 year. And the second year, he had a Rebbe who concentrated on another thing. Was that you have to try to understand, make sure that you understand, you have to concentrate on your Havana. Was each Rebbe a little bit too far? I'm not going into that. Maybe we'll get that in. That's not there. It's Hashkoch Hashem, put him there. He experienced. He now is armed with two separate values. And he has each of one of them b'shlemus. Now he has the tools, Be'ez Hashem, to come to a certain balance. He could have a certain balance. Be'ez Hashem, there will be certain times where he'll be able to use the value of the respect, the true erech he has for him to push himself and not go so easily with his kashas and actually kill himself on the achreine, beggar, tzois, whatever it is. And there will be other times where Be'ez Hashem, he won't smother himself and he'll be honest with himself and say, okay, at the end of the day I can't understand him and I have to go with myself. This is a new mahalach of what it means. This is the bashup, this is the emes, this is what it means. Derech Emtzoyis. Chazal don't mean to say there's no shaykhis to Kitzoyis. It means don't get stuck in the Kitzoyis. Piyush. The natural tendency, and here we're entering the hard part of the sugya, the natural tendency is that when you experience any nekuda Kitzoyinit, any nekuda, and everyone in this room is searching Shleimus, so everyone mentioned many dogmas, you experience Torah Hasmoda in a Kitzoyinis de Goyfin. So, it ends up ruling you, it ends up taking you over. You don't use it as a tool, it ends up taking you over. And you're not able, l'mashal, when you get married, you're not able really to differentiate, and you're not able to treat your wife the right way because you have to be a masmid. And the other said, somebody who experienced the kitzoinis of Shalom Bayis, and he heard shiurim at Shalom Bayis, which is Emes Lamitoi, and he heard how your whole makafkin life is in a certain way, in a certain way, all tafkid wife is to take care of this isha, who you owe everything to. If he only concentrates on that, and he gets sucked into that, he won't be able to fulfill his duties to ben olam hakim and ben olam hatzman, because he'll be totally, in an uneven way, captured by that. But if he has both of them, he's able to come to shleimus. And this is what we are mitzvah to do. And the parashas now, the avos, just we met Avraham Avinu, we're going to be, the avos are going to be our friends for a bunch of, until the end of the Sefer Bereishis. In the binyan of Klal Yisrael, there's the Shalosh Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Kiyudua, we are Bnei Yaakov. We're called Bnei Yisrael. The Noshim are called Beis Yaakov, Kiyosemer, Bnei Yisrael, Sagan. It's Kiyosemer, Beis Yaakov, Sagan, Bnei Yisrael. We're called Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak. We're called, I'm sorry, Bnei Yaakov. Even though we are Avraham, Yitzchak. Yaakov was a build-up, a Chodim HaSholish, was Avraham and Yitzchak, all in one. He took everything Avram had, and he took everything that Yitzchak had, and he was able to synthesize it into one. Avram was Midas Chesed. Yitzchak was Midas Gvur and Midas Din. There are things that Bishlei Musum, they're sayes to each other many, many ways. Mezuzah Hashem will talk about that soon. Avram Yaakov, who in many places was a fusion of Midas Adin and Midas Chesed. So the Nachas Dovin and Joshua's. That's what we say in Shemone Esri. We say, Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Ve Elikei Yaakov. Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, we don't say with a Vav. Ve Elikei Yaakov, we say with a Vav. What's a Vav? Zok to Chaim Loj, Zok to the Nachas Dovet. A Vav is a Dover Mechaber. In Torah, a Vav is always a Vav is a Chibur. And it's a Mechaber. A Vav is a Mechaber. In Marshall, the Moran Kedushin, the Aflamit says that the middle Ois in the Torah is a Vav. All the oisis in the Torah, gvav de gechoncha, is the middle ois. Exactly, chetzi the Torah is on one side, and chetzi the Torah is on the other side. Vav is mechaber. Vav is always mechaber. Zogt nachas David, elikei Avram, elikei Yitzchak, ve elikei Yaakov. Yaakov is a vav. Yaakov is a fusion of gvura. It's also called teferis, Torah, teferis. It's also called shalom one place, Yaakov. Yaakov is a fusion of this, and that's afterwards it says the same thing. It says, Kel Hagodol Hagibor Vanoira, Nochamo. Hagodol Hagibor Vihanoira. Hagodol is Midas Chazda, is Midas Chazda. Hagibor is Gvura Din. Noira is Yaakov. Yaakov said, Manoira Mokamaze, Vihanoira, Nochamo, the Vav. Yaakov is a fusion. Yaakov Avinu is also called Shlalim. In the Tefillah of Yom Kippur Katan, in the Tefillah of the Tefillah, Bedil V'Yavor. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachmona, Idkarlon, Kiyomei, the bris of all tzaddikim and ovitz. How we classify Yaakov, Rachmona, Idkarlon, Kiyomei, the Yaakov Shleimo. So Yaakov is called Yaakov Shleimo. Yitzchak is called Akedah, Yaakov is called Shelem. Yaakov was Shleimo. Yaakov, who after Avram built the Amud HaChesed, and Yitzchak pulled the Avura, with the fusion of both of them together, he was able to reach the Shleimo. This Shleimo requires a tremendous amount of balance. And this is the sugya that we have to deal with. And we have two complications with the sugya. What comes out of the way we're saying is, balance requires a certain shaykhus, the shleimus of both two extremities of every sugya that we're dealing with. Go back to our sugya, if it's Torah and Shalom Bayis, it would be Torah and Shalom Bayis. If it's chesed and chashivas of yourself, or room for yourself, it's the extremity, the shleimus, are both the. I have to have both things. I have to balance them, and then I have to use them as tools. I can't get sucked into each one of them. I have to be able to be above them and use them as tools. The best marshal would be like a right and a left hand. You have a right and a left hand, and you have to use them in synchronization. I think it might be called, the English word is dexterity. I'm not sure if it's dexterity. You have dexterity. You have to be able to use them together, right and left hand together. The right hand and the left hand. So too, you have to have, you always have two things. But my mom was going, it's very possible that most people are not going to be always exactly be'emsa the two. With some different individuals, you're more noted to one than the other. There's room for the duality of that. But there has to be a certain musig of you being in the middle of these two things and learning how to use them. A complication in this is twofold. First of all, this is Kharpash of why our generation is getting worse than that. You need a braid kite. To be able to encompass two things that L'chayr Astirus, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and love of Yenim, love of Torah and love of your wife, it's not exactly Astirus, but sometimes Astirus. Dying to do chesed, to be kind, yet knowing how to protect yourself. Realizing the shenkite of the Mesorah, realizing how you can't change around Yiddishkeit. Mitzad sheni, at the same time realizing you can't just be old like everything was. Wait a minute, you got to be realistic. It's a stira. It's a stira. It's a stira. It's a stira. Should. In the sugya of the healing itself. We just said that Chazanish says the need for extremity in Torah. Mitzad sheni, you have to be normal. This you have to be normal if you know what that means. It's a stira anyway. You have to be extreme and you have to be normal. We hear these things. We hear these things in one shmooze like this and we get come totally confused. What's the answer? The answer is, and this is very hard for us, the answer is, there's room in the person for both. A person could be great enough to hold two separate things. Zush like Chazal say, Yishmokim Barosh, the Shnei Tefillin Shalosh. Chazal say, a person has in his head two Tefillin Shalosh. You have room in yourself for two separate things. I'm going to read a Lashon. I saw a quote from the Ori Cheskel. The Ori Cheskel itself, I didn't find it inside. I'm going to quote it. It's safer. It's from the trust. It's quoting the Ori Cheskel. He says the following. Avoid this Adam Shnei Ksavis. It's the Kudam Amish we're talking about tonight. He says, avoid this Adam is to work with two different extremes. Mitzad Echad, he's talking about a specific example. Sorach she yochesh kilu ein yoyser mimeni. Kuma yishamu chazal she b'shvil yochid nivra oilu. B'shvil nivra oilu. A person has to realize and think that in a certain extent, the whole world is him. HaKadosh Baruch created this entire world in its vast entirety, in the multitudes of creations that there are in this world, all for me. And if a person doesn't conscientize into Zokar B'chatzkel, and lo yavid b'derech zu, lo yiskazik kol kach b'avaydosa, yachlash v'yispar, he's going to lose gas in his avayda. Mitzad sheni, it's an opposite idea. Mekomokim mitzad sheni b'yediyah, tzarech lehoivan sheyesh lebar yoylem yisbarach b'riya g'deyla yoyzeh chutz mimenu. He's 25, in the light in this room, Tzadechad, you're everything with Tzadchen. There's another 25 guys over here. We have a whole world. Wife, kids, different millions of different things. And Abish is also doing everything for them. If not, you're going to become a self-centered, I don't know what. Nothing. Fir Terois, l'kol dover yesh mokim. Va'af al pi shetstodim Elohim shnei hafochem, yesh mokim b'nefesh haruchni lavigim. That's the good one. There's shnei hafochem. And we need this, we need shleimus. This is the first complication we have with this. The second thing is, when we talk about this, is it's going to come out that the answer to many sugyas, many big sugyas, I'm telling you, I can't believe it. Almost half of the questions, the answers of many questions and many sugyas about these type of things, theories and things, there is no one given answer. There's not a prepared answer. Because if you realize and balance, it's the answer is only going to come b'shas ma'aser. You're going to have these two values. You have this value and that value. And you're going to have to weigh them out b'shas ma'aser. And you're going to have to use a kaliach that's able to be mekayim, shneim, or see which one wins out in this situation. That's what's going to be. You're going to have a value, tremendously strong importance, chashivas for shalom ba'is. And you have a tremendous chashivas for Torah. And b'shas ma'aser, you're going to have to weigh them out. There's no exact answer. What am I supposed to do? Learn or be with my wife? You know, is there an exact question? No, no, no. But you know what the answer is? The answer is get a shleimus in Torah and get a shleimus in Shalom Bayis. And if you're armed with that, you're prepared for the answer. The answer is it's going to come. Stay tuned. I don't know. You're going to come up with the answer. Because the answer is the shleimus that comes from both of them. It's nothing in the middle. It's not. We're not aiming for the middle. We're aiming for a shleimus that comes from two. That's also something we have to get angered into. This is the Nakuda we wanted to open up tonight. There's the Shem, Zeicher. We're going to Ramshich a little bit, the Etzem Yisoy, and then see in particular Sugyas, the Sugyas of Shleimus in the Derech HaMetzois.